Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we roll here into hour number three of the program. And tonight, joining you, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. And the point of the show is for you to call in and bring up whatever you want. Outside of that, we'll bring up things interesting to us. And something we don't do too often, but whenever it comes up, I sure do enjoy the hell out of it, is talking about life kind of topics. Topics about how to improve one's life. Topics on making things better for you. And on a day-to-day basis. And tonight we've been sharing 50 things that every 18-year-old should know. But this is something that everybody should know. Whether you're 50 or 18 or however old you are, these are really important principles and ideas that can help you save money and live a more comfortable and enhanced and positive and good life.
And if you're well past 18, then you're long overdue for knowing these things.
Absolutely. And it's never too late to implement any of it.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to continue with this list, and of course you're welcome to chime in, add in your thoughts, your stories, your ideas, 800-259-9231. We're on number 8. Don't trade your vehicle in on a new one just a couple of years after buying it. Pay it off and ride it until the wheels fall off, all while putting that car payment in the bank.
Yeah. Someone tell my sister this.
Absolutely true. You do not need a brand new car.
She didn't pay attention to mom.
She's over 18, and she needs to know this one.
Speak up, please.
She's over 18, and she needs to know this. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is, it amazes me that there are people out there that do keep up it, re-upping their car every few years, and I guess if you're just loaded, then it's no big deal. I mean, if you've got all kinds of money where it's no, you know, you could buy a car with cash and, you know, it's no skin off your back, then this does not apply to you, right? But I don't think most people are that way when they're going out buying cars.
You know? My friend would joke about how his parents would get a new car almost every year, and these were nice cars. I saw them, like the mom and the dad, they each had their own cars, and they'd get a new one almost every year.
Wow.
And they were paying cash. They were trading in and paying it. They didn't have a car payment. I think they already owned their home.
It's fine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But buying a new car to me is a rich person's venture.
That's it. That's
exactly.
All.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm kind of jealous that they were able to just pay cash and have new cars every year. But I wouldn't have spent the money that way. But apparently that's what made them happy.
So. Yeah. Nothing wrong with nice cars.
Doing it in debt is a very bad idea.
One time at a photo shoot, I got to drive a Maybach, which is a handmade Mercedes. This is the thing that is better than a Mercedes. Mercedes is high-end premium handmade car.
Why is a handmade car better than a machine-made car?
Because they say it is, Ian. Because it has a TV and the
CD. It's the labor theory of value, Ian.
Yeah. But it was really sweet. And by drive it, I mean move it from one parking place to another. And it's, you know, it's really sweet to drive those nice vehicles. But man, you know, that's a rich man's venture. Even if it's just a regular new car, as far as I'm concerned,
I totally
let somebody
agree.
At the very least, let somebody drive it for 2 years and then take that premium, that new car premium off, and then buy it at that level.
Yeah, pick it up, check it out, see what's wrong with it, and put a little bit of money into it, make sure it's still working really well.
Right.
And you'll save a whole lot of cash.
Right. With my wife has she drives the nice car. She has an Element, a 2000 something Element, and it's got the airbags, and it's, you know, mechanically and very sound and all that stuff. And I didn't want her with a baby driving out there in something that might break down. Whereas the Shadow, it's broke down on me before,
especially in like 3 feet of snow and below freezing weather.
Right. Yeah. It's just not acceptable. So she has to have a reliable vehicle. It's just no reason to pay that premium. So we got it. It was, I think, a 2006. We got a 2004. I think it's a 2004.
I wonder if that's on the list at some point. We might be jumping ahead to never buy a brand new car. Used.
We're only up to number 9 here. Number 9, college is a lot more work than high school, and your job will be a lot more work than college was. Yeah, pretty basic stuff. Real life isn't like high school.
If you're doing a real job, yes, it's going to be more work than college, yes.
Number 10, start looking for a new job before you quit your old job. Seems like common sense, but apparently it's not.
So especially common. For those, if you didn't follow the earlier rules and you're living paycheck to paycheck and you don't have 6 months of savings,
yeah.
Well, there's doubly important.
Sometimes you get you get mad and steamed and quit, mm-hmm. and that's bad news. However, I think that there's times to quit on principle, but you know those times you got to be careful.
And like Dale said, if you've got that buffer. If you've got that cash buffer, then you're going to be able to weather that storm. If all of a sudden you need to quit for whatever reason, you've got the money on hand to where you can keep supporting yourself while you're looking for a new job, or you could even uproot yourself and move to another location. You've got enough cash to handle something like that. If you don't, you can have a real tough time. Number 11, don't take any job that only pays commission unless you're either an expert salesman or ready to spend months working without pay to gain the skills you need to become an expert salesman.
I have to disagree. I have to agree.
Okay. As an expert salesman, I
wouldn't go so far as to call myself an expert salesman.
I think you're pretty darn good at it.
Anyone who decides to call themselves an expert salesman is, you know, is likely selling sales seminars.
Okay.
you know, being a salesperson just means following up and listening to people. That's all a salesperson does. People imagine that that for some reason you have mind control. And I often will joke about having limited mind control ability. And, well, I do.
Well, following up and listening are the two most important things in sales, I think. But you also need to show your potential client or your prospect how it is that your product or service fits their needs.
Sure. You have to be knowledgeable in your product.
I think those things are not quite as easy as you probably make them out to be. It probably seems easy to you because you're really good at it.
Well, I use
but I think there's
tracking
also
software. I can show anybody
how to
do
this. Well, more
than
that, following up, sure, but it's like there might be a subtle line, I think, between being sort of obnoxious versus following up.
Absolutely.
And being
and I've been
responsive.
Obnoxious before too.
Yeah.
So have I.
Right. So, and you need to, for each person it's different and there's some different rules and you know that kind of thing. But I wouldn't take a commission only position right now. I would expect there to be a building period. Now, I'm only going to work in the advertising field because I love it. And I wouldn't want to do sales in any other field. So, you know, I don't know what it would be like. So the advertising field, they give you a guarantee generally on whatever period of months. So that's what I would, require.
Number 12, ideally you should choose something you love to do so much that you would do it for free and find a way to make it into a career. I think this is one of the keystones.
That's my favorite one so far.
Yep.
I think so many people, you know, you hear so many people who maybe there's something they're really passionate about that they want to do and they'll train for that and they'll plan for that, but then they have their backup in case that doesn't work out. And it's like you're planning for failure. And I don't think, I think that one of the keys, this is like a life lesson, listen closely. One of the keys to reaching your full potential is doing something you're passionate about. Right, don't give up. I mean, if you're passionate about it, then that is where your potential lies, and trust your heart.
You know, that's great advice, but I remember being at a point when I wasn't passionate about anything. I would think to myself, you know, I'd love to do a job I love doing, but the only thing I can really think of I like is girls and video games. And neither one of those really make much sense. Strip club? I don't think so. Those aren't exactly the kind of girls I'm talking about here. And
have you seen Grandma's House?
Grandma's Boy?
Your Grandma's Boy.
That was hilarious.
I have no idea.
One of the funnier.
I have it now.
That's great. One of the funnier recent comedies. And a lot of comedies don't do much for me these days. I like more of the older stuff, but that's a funny, funny movie.
I was dying.
Sorry, we've been sidetracked here.
Yep. No, I was just saying that it's not easy to know what exactly it is that you want to do, and I don't have any great advice there, but I think that over time it will fall in your lap. That's all I'm saying. Be out there and be ready for it.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds cheesy to say follow your heart, follow your dreams, but really, if you ever want your dreams to come true, how are you going to have that happen if you don't follow them? So 1-800-259-9231, you can tell your story about how that worked out for you, and it may take a long time. Nobody's saying here that if you have something that you love to do and you start following that path, that there's going to be some sort of instantaneous payoff. It may take you 5 years to a decade, maybe longer, before you actually start making a profit or making your what you love into a real career that can be a full-time, sustainable thing for you. So you have to be realistic with it as well. 800-259-9231. But if you don't reach for it, you'll never get it. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. The bulletin board system is one of those features. Over 450,000 posts, a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne, the principal over at SACL CAI, is the largest advertiser sponsor, probably is a better term, for Free Talk Live, since you know, they, with the amount of advertising they do, it's difficult for them to recoup the kind of money that they put into Free Talk Live. He does it for liberty, but if you've got your own business, hey, maybe you can say thank you by turning over your accounts receivable to Jason Osborne at Sickle CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
As we continue here, going through a list of 50 things that every 18-year-old should know. In fact, it's 50 things that everybody who is living a life should know. Number 13, when asking for a salary, always have the figure you want in mind and then ask for significantly more than that number. That way, you may get more of what you want, and even if you don't, you have a better chance of getting the amount you had in mind than if you had blurted it out right off the bat. This is back to the haggling issue of, you know, saying that...
Significantly more?
I don't know what they mean when they say significantly more. Probably more like 10 or 20% more, right?
Maybe something like that. I don't know. I mean, having done hiring, if I were looking to hire somebody at $10 an hour and they asked for $20 an hour, I'd be like, well, I don't know that what we can do for you. This position's for $10 an hour. And then they suddenly go to $10 an hour, then I'd be like, what? I thought you were worth $20 an hour. I don't know. That sounds very odd to me.
So you don't think people should ask for above what they want to make?
I don't know what they, you know, twice as much as you want to make.
I don't know what significantly means.
I don't know either.
I remember sharing a bunch of tips like this when I was graduating college and I was getting ready to actually seriously pursue a career position. And at that time, I probably would have had a strong opinion on this. It's been a while and I only had one job that I kept for 8 years. And so, until I started freelancing. So I don't really have a strong opinion on that. I'm not sure what's the good thing to do.
I think there's some other factors here that we need to talk about. If it's a job that you desperately need, then I don't think you can do anything of this sort as far as...
Yeah, that's entirely different. Right. I guess I wasn't really thinking from that standpoint.
If you are a skilled individual and you are in demand and right. They need you, then that's when you can start to really play this negotiation game.
Right. When if I'm working at an ad venue and I'm making $80,000 a year and somebody comes along and gives me an offer, you got to figure in taxes and all those other things. You know, the longer drive, perhaps you'll, different work uniform. All the things that might be a factor in this job, the benefits and the cons of it, and get me to leave where I'm at, making 80 grand a year. I think 120, 140 might be something that
it gets back into that being able to walk away thing.
Yeah.
If you're in a position, you're not desperate and you can walk away. That gets you puts you in a really good negotiating position. Had a friend who had saved up a lot of money and he spent a long time looking for a job. He wanted one he was going to really like and that was going to pay what he wanted and. And it served him really well. He was very professional about it. I had another friend who actually got a job offer to go. He would have had to move and to take it and everything. And he was like, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to move. I'm settled. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And so he way highballed him. Like, okay, what would make it worth my while to actually move?
He didn't care.
And he figured they're going to turn him down. And they took his way highball offer.
It's the opposite of the house thing we were talking about before. If you've got a buyer's market like you do here in houses, you know, the opposite being that if you don't care whether you get the house or not, lowball them and see if they take it. Same thing with the job thing. If you don't care about the job, then highball them and see if you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-800-259-9231, share your stories. Number 14, there's no shame in taking any honest job. I think a lot of people, if they're in a dire straits and desperate situations, they tell themselves, well, I can't work at that job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I respect totally. Somebody will take a job that, not necessarily what they would have preferred to have taken in order to pay their bills and more. To me, I sort of look at it like, taking care of your family and things like that. The vast majority of people do live with people. But, I've got no problems with people taking jobs like that. I respect them.
And, I'd say in times like now where we're entering quite possibly a depression, even more so that applies and trust me, it's not going to reflect badly on you, especially the times the way they are right now. If you're worried that, oh, this is going to look bad on my resume working here and, it's not going to look as bad as not working at all, especially in this economy. So
Well, I think that one thing that employers really respect is somebody who can get the job done. And sometimes, I worked as a salesperson at a high-end magazine, and I wore a jacket and a tie and a pressed shirt and pressed pants every day for work, shined shoes, drove a black convertible. And, you know, when the office equipment came in, I went home, I got my toolbox, I came back, and I put that stuff together in the evening because, you know, my friend who worked there wasn't quite as handy and, you know, was a busy guy or whatever. And I put that office equipment together. And, yeah, totally. Those people respected the fact that I'd get my hands dirty. And I think that taking a lesser job, as it were, shows that.
And it helps you get the bills paid. I mean, let's talk about reality. Do you want to be on welfare? Do you want to be just kind of shacking up and mooching? Because if you don't take what's available, then what are you going to do? You're going to be stuck in a very difficult situation, especially if you don't have that backup money that you need to have that we were talking about earlier. If you've got that buffer to back you up, then you can be a little more choosy. You know, if you've got that that cash in reserve, you can take a little more time looking for something that's a little more fitting to your skill set or whatever. But if you don't have that, you need to take what comes up.
And now this could sound confusing because we just got through saying, follow your passion, follow your heart. Don't have a backup plan.
Thanks for bringing that up.
But it is important to clarify when I'm saying that, I think, you know, when you're preparing for two careers, that's very different than doing a job right now to survive while you're pursuing your true passion. You know, that's a very different thing. But if you're splitting your efforts to prepare for a backup career, I think you're planning for failure. And you're not gonna succeed.
I'd like to hop in here. I was doing a job that I didn't want to do at one point. I had gone back.
What's that? Was it a cabby job?
No, this was actually being a salesperson / personal trainer at a gym.
Okay, got it.
I didn't want to be working there. I had previously quit the gym and gone off to start my own business, and that business failed. And, So I went back to the gym. I felt like I was going back with my tail between my legs. I didn't want to do it, but I knew how to do it, and I would make better money and have better hours than I would if I was going to, say, work at McDonald's or something like that. And I had to have some kind of job, right? Well, while working there, I met the guy who offered me the job that, the radio sales job that I then took and has, you know, springboarded my career. It was the going out there and playing every day got me lucky. Going out and getting on the field and swinging the bat, staying at home and playing your video games is not creating a space for that dream job to come along.
Yeah, while complaining about how you can't find any work.
Right.
Which seems to be what so many people do. That job is beneath me. Flipping burgers or cleaning floors, that's beneath me. I'm just going to sit and wait. 800-259-9231. Now, you can follow your dreams, but sometimes when you don't have the capital to do your dreams 100% of the time, you got to do something to bring money in and pay the bills. 800-259-9231. Now, reducing the bills that you have to pay and living with other people is a way to put more money into your pocket to accelerate your dreams forward, and that's all about good saving and money management and discipline. We touched on some of that earlier. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we are expecting quite the activist event tomorrow afternoon here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show from. There are going to be two trials. One of the activists, Andrew Carroll, was arrested back in January for publicly possessing marijuana. He had scheduled an event, had notified the police, sent out press releases letting people know he was going to be standing in public holding marijuana. He did it. The police came. They arrested him. He's been charged with a misdemeanor, and his trial is tomorrow afternoon. Also, another one of our activists up in this the New Hampshire area, Mike Barsky, will be on trial for organizing an event without a permit. So assembly without a permit, I believe, is the charge there.
So much for that whole Constitution thing.
That is particularly appalling and disturbing.
It's my understanding that neither of the gentlemen will be paying any sort of fines that they are ordered to pay. So they will be non-cooperative in that manner. And I also understand that a number of activists will not be standing for the judge in that particular courtroom.
Who could that be?
A number of activists have converted to Quakerism. And are going to
Quakers don't respect one man over another, you know.
So if you're not standing for a judge and they say, why aren't you standing for this judge? You say, I'm a Quaker.
Religious reasons.
Religious reasons.
Yeah. It's against my religion.
And so that's going to be
and
happening
And they ask
tomorrow.
You what religion is that in there.
There's also a good chance that some camera disobedience will be occurring, though it's my understanding that this judge, who has been very oppressive in many ways in regards to cameras in the courtroom, is now going to be allowing cameras in tomorrow to the courtroom. I just don't know if the cameramen are actually going to make it through the lobby successfully before they make it to the court, because we've had people being arrested in the lobby of this courtroom.
I don't think that the lobby is the battleground that the camera
it
people...
It is now.
Well, it
only because...
Should it be? That's the question.
They are making it that way.
It was a battleground over the court, and it worked its way into the lobby because it came down to, like, orders that weren't really orders being posted and things, and so that needed to be filmed and so forth.
Well, I think that, you know, there's some legitimacy to them saying that there shouldn't be cameras, you know, no filming in the hallway.
There's not. It's
there's
a public place.
Some legitimacy. Not
I say zero.
Okay, well, they have the whole rape victim thing.
And
when they
can
show me the rape
place.
Victim. It's the severity of the charge.
Show me the rape victim, and I'll agree not to shoot video.
Well, the rape victim doesn't want you to know who they are. You understand?
It's a public trial. I can sit in on that trial.
They don't even have to do it. If they can tell the court security and say, I don't want to be filmed, and please tell them I don't want to be filmed.
I don't think the cameras are really being pointed at
them. They don't have to say that that's why they don't want to be filmed either.
I understand all of those things. Yeah. I'm telling you there's some legitimacy. I'm not saying a great deal. See, I would say there's legitimacy if I thought there was a great deal of legitimacy.
All right, go on with
your
point.
There's some legitimacy. If he is allowing, and the reason that the filming was going on in the hallway was because the filming wasn't being allowed in the courtroom. If the filming's being allowed in the courtroom, I think that the people with the cameras should respect that and not turn them on until they get in the courtroom.
No, what if we want to videotape the security screening procedures? What if we find something interesting at the... What if
the time for a different battle?
I agree with you, and I wouldn't necessarily pick that battle if we can get into the courtroom. That's not a battle I would pick, but you're right. I agree with you. We should be. It's a public place.
There's a clerk's window
there.
That
should be. You know.
And if I'm filing paperwork there, I want somebody with a camera behind me recording that I filed that paperwork.
See, then I would pick a battle then. That's exactly the time I think it is a good battle to pick. But you're absolutely right. If it's a public place, you should be...
I concur with that. But take your victory, claim
all
the prize, and then go back and go for
the
new thing.
We've got enough activists to do it all at once. There are going to be people who... There are two guys that have been approved to go in with cameras at this particular trial, or these two trials. And there are probably going to be other people there with cameras as well who are willing to go ahead and record in the lobby. I don't know if that's going to happen. I haven't heard specifically, but rumor has it there may be more camera disobedience at the Keenster court. So all that's happening tomorrow afternoon, plus prior to the trials, there's going to be a demonstration / protest out in front for an hour prior to that. So there's a lot
going
on.
If you're in the Northeast New Englandish area, come out for this. You can go to the trial. You can go to the protest. Also, Andrew, the marijuana... civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
He is not going to go into court if they don't allow cameras. I guess maybe we're already past that point. Or they
sounds like he'll be in because they are they've been approved at this point. So.
Okay.
So it should be a very interesting day tomorrow. And of course, if you aren't able to come out and be with us as we experience this, stay tuned here at Free Talk Live, because we'll be talking about it tomorrow night, most likely. And of course, over at freekeen.com, any videos and audios and blog posts that are available will be posted there at PostWith. All right, we continue with your phone calls. Thomas in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I used to work for the government. I called to talk about that, but first I want to say, this permit for protesting and assembly thing is just completely out of hand, and it goes to show that the one group that did learn something from the protest movement of the 60s is the government. They learned completely how to try and keep that under wraps, and it's pretty disgusting to prevent.
Yeah, you can't have your protest unless you beg for permission first.
Yeah, I don't understand what part of shall not be infringed isn't clear. I mean, people make all these ludicrous arguments for language in the Constitution, but I think that is 100% clear, shall not be infringed.
A lot of intrusive laws.
A permit isn't infringing.
A lot of the intrusive laws came out of that desire to quell speech. Like the drug war got ramped up in the Nixon administration to deal with war protesters, because so many of them were also drug users, and so they could get them on something else. You know, it was just something they could get them on to stop their speech.
Into the movement to help it along as well, just like with the famous MK Ultra experiments, where the CIA was giving people LSD and brothels they established, you know, so they were feeding LSD into the community in San Francisco, admittedly.
Good times.
Good times, yes. Good use of tax dollars. But, yeah, anyway, I used to actually be a U.S. Forest Service firefighter. Well, I can't really call us that because they give us the job title forestry technician, but I don't know what driving around on a fire engine has to do with that. But I ended up working on one of their helitack crews, and I'm out here in California, so I've been on pretty much any of the biggest fires you've seen on the news in the past.
Wow.
6 or 7 years I've been out there fighting them. And first of all, the Forest Service is the biggest fire department in the world. And when you see these big red fire trucks on these big brush fires, they're just parking in front of houses hoping the flame fronts don't hit. And it's the actual Forest Service guys, the hotshot crews, the hand crews, the helitack, putting in the lines, and no press is out there because it's just too dangerous. But anyway, these guys, through some weird interpretation of the Davis Whatever Act, decide to rent their helicopters for the year. They don't own any of their firefighting helicopters. And these same helicopters that they rent, they'll sell as federal excess property from the military to counties to use for their firefighting efforts for $2. And they'll rent them for around $2 million that'll cost for a six-month period. They have it only in the height of fire season, so they only bring their crew on 1 month before to train. And they have to train without the helicopter. They have to simulate it. By the time the helicopter is there,
they go like this. They fly around like this. How do they simulate being in a helicopter when you're not in a helicopter?
Well, we have a little cage thing that you sit in with seats, and you practice getting in and out of it.
I see.
And they show you lots of pictures, and we cut fire line too. We do air traffic control, and we do fire line, and we would construct helibases. They have guys doing this for $12 an hour with no benefits, rappelling out of helicopters into fires. And these helicopters will show up, and ours showed up with paint missing from the tail boom.
Oh no. Are you still there?
It's classified information. Is he back?
Sorry.
Oh, you're back.
Ours showed up with paint missing from the tail boom. About 3 feet of paint was worn off. A 3-inch rusty bolt fell out of the water tank, which is about a 20-year-old water tank, on the side of the aircraft in the mechanic's hand.
Who are they renting these from?
They have several small companies that they get them. Rogers is the most notorious. That's the one we rented ours from.
I'm wondering where you're going with all this. I'm interested to hear the rest. Hang on. We're going to bring it back. 800-259-9231. Former government firefighter on the phones with us here. And, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit Hemp US. This crop to grow in the U.S. This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time to sneak your phone call in here. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Now, if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show. We use it to buy advertising within the industry, to reach out to new radio stations, getting on more stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well with internet advertising and that sort of thing. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And you can learn about the benefits, the perks that you'll get, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details and the sign-up links are at amp.freetalklive.com. As we return to Thomas in California, telling us about your experience as a government firefighter with the Forest Service, mentioning that they were, apparently they don't own any of the helicopters they use for fighting fires. They're renting them. And you were talking about how one of the choppers that you had seen was just kind of falling apart when you'd gotten it. So continue your story.
Yeah, it's actually one of the choppers I worked on was falling apart. And they have these fly-by-night contract pilots, you know, they just run through them and you have a different pilot every year. And this guy, he left the window open in the helicopter while he was flying. It had the window shade, the sunshade fall out. He hit the wrong button on the helicopter twice and dropped the 350-gallon bucket with a 100-foot steel cable hanging off the bottom. He was dropping water near firefighters and picking up water from lakes. So, I mean, it was just constant. I mean, they have this little check sheet that the Forest Service has to sign each other off, and there's no competitive testing for positions. So the buddies just signed buddies off. Like, I had to work 3 months straight on a fire crew, on a helicopter, fighting fire to get my helicopter crew member cert. Yet I met people that never flew on a helicopter that were signed off as helicopter crew members.
So they were certified because they were in the good old boys club.
Knew somebody.
Exactly. They worked around the helicopter. They loaded some gear on it. They were a cheese kid or friends with somebody, and they got signed off. And
what's a cheese kid, chiefs? Oh, chief.
Like a chief, a son of a chief or daughter of a chief.
Got it. Okay. Chief.
Yeah, exactly.
And you said
so
chief.
We have guys showing up there, like some of our bosses would show up to work drunk. I mean, they'd show up like several minutes late.
I'm
like,
sorry, you were a firefighter or were you in radio?
Yeah. And I have no problem with whatever you do off work, but, you know, when a helicopter has to get shut down for the day because the only qualified superintendent has alcohol poisoning from the party the night before, and there was just a 100-acre fire the previous week in the area threatening the local college, I think that's a little bit too far.
And yet, all of these experiences, and I'm sure we've just scratched the surface here.
Oh, that's just the surface.
Right, all of these experiences that you're sharing with us, these problems could be solved for the most part by simply having the marketplace handle fire protection. And when you throw an idea like that out there to somebody, they step back and they gasp. And, oh, my God, how could you possibly want the marketplace to handle something so important as fire protection?
How could you possibly want an organization so inefficient and bloated as the government and protecting your house?
That's what I was going to do is turn it around. I think you're absolutely right, Ian, but for people who aren't ready to hear that, at least listen to the fact that having government do this has not solved whatever problems you were afraid of as far as the free market doing it. I mean, look at the incompetency of the government doing it. And why do people have this delusion that there's this magical difference when you stick a badge on someone or when they're signed off on a piece of paper that's government approved, that's going to suddenly magically solve problems?
Firefighters.
Go ahead, say again.
I'm sorry, these guys would completely blow your image of firefighters. You would see them on the street and say thanks for your service, but you have no idea that the guy almost got his entire crew killed the night before because he just doesn't know what he's doing. You know, and it's a real shame. And, you know, there is experimenting with private contractors on the fire line, but because of the good old boy system, the real hit and miss. You know, my cousin has a pickup truck and we have actual fire crews of illegal aliens, and I'll be doing a briefing, because they have to get a briefing to fly on the helicopter, I'll have to have a translator from the crew, because like only one or two guys on the crew will speak English, and the Forest Service will give them a pseudo-qualified fire leader for the specific assignment one at a time, and they'll just go through different fire crew chiefs each assignment. And it's really weird. It's really hit and miss with the contractors. There's some just exceptional helicopter contractors out there. There's some really amazing companies, and there's some that do it even worse than Uncle Scam. So it's definitely being experimented with right now, and it almost seems like the Forest Service wants to go.
Well, I don't care what language my fire crews speak, as long as they can do the job.
That wasn't just that they couldn't speak the language, which you need in an extremely dynamic environment where fire can move, over 100 miles an hour.
I'm with that.
People need communication.
It's fine with me, whatever language they want to speak. I just want them to speak the same one as I do. So, I mean, I don't want to be on a crew with a bunch of guys that don't speak my language. However, I can speak Spanish, so I would probably over time working with these guys be able to pull it off. But you've got to be able to speak the same language as your crew.
One of the things that I wanted to point out here is that in the marketplace, if we had a true free market in fire protection, drunk at work? I mean, nobody's going to stand for that in the marketplace. If you know that your employees are coming to work drunk, you're not going to allow that to happen. Handing out favors? I mean, that's not as likely to happen in a competitive marketplace where you've got different entities competing for business, and if they don't get the job done right and they don't get the job done in as affordable manner as possible, they're not going to get hired for that service the next year.
Exactly.
So,
and these guys are not performance oriented at all. They'll just write it off. They'll say, well, the fire was too intense. We couldn't engage. You know, we could only do too much. It was really steep and rocky out there.
It comes down to the whole time,
if you had a better crew, you could have easily taking some sort of action.
They have no liability. Thank you for the call tonight and sharing that story with us. I appreciate it.
It comes down to accountability. That's the fact that the government is protected and safe, and you know, if you don't like something they did, they've got a process that they control for you to complain, and it's very limited, and, you know, you fill out some paperwork for them to ignore or for someone else higher up who's protecting their gang to sign off on and say, nope, he's fine, and we've all been through it. So
if that neighborhood full of houses burns down, nobody on that fire crew is responsible for it. The fire chief, the crew, nobody's responsible. It could be their fault. You know, for whatever reason, they could have done something really simply that would have stopped that fire. If they didn't do that simple thing, then They're not going to have to pay any kind of price. They're not going to go out of business because nobody can withdraw funding from these people.
And
they're
if
going
someone
to be funded
were to,
next year regardless.
If that guy who was dropping buckets in the wrong place because he's hitting the wrong buttons, if he dropped it on someone's house, can you imagine the process of that person trying to possibly sue this government agency, the firefighting
Impossible.
Agency? And even if they succeeded, who's going to pay the price?
Taxpayers. Right. Whereas when in a marketplace, if the market company is failing, unless they're Chrysler or GM, but if the market company is failing as they should be allowed to fail and have themselves go out of business and be replaced by people that can do the job right. But when you've got the government, none of those factors are present. So if you really want to protect people from fire, and if you're living in a place like California or another fire-prone state, then you really need to be on this issue. This is a really important issue for you, but who's holding up this mantle? Who's out there arguing for private fire protection?
Nobody. As a matter of fact, they act like you hate children argue for private fire service.
I don't hate the children. I don't hate the firefighters. I think that a lot of firefighters are good guys that have
the best
intentions.
They deserve
the
best equipment, and the only way they're going to get that best equipment is by going into the marketplace.
Right. Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Charles in Pennsylvania. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air, Charles.
Alex's show?
This is Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I called it. Called in for.
You're choking, buddy. Get it out quick.
I was calling about the swine flu.
Yeah, what about it? Thanks for the call. Let's talk to E-Jazz in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, E-Jazz.
Hey, I also wanted to talk about swine flu.
Hopefully, you have something to say. Go for it.
Yeah, actually. I actually do. First of all,
you've got 20 seconds, I'm afraid, so go quick.
Okay. I just wanted to say.
Out. All right. Well,
it's not the swine flu. It's H1N1. Because at first they were calling it swine flu, and that offended certain religious groups, and then they called it the Mexican flu, and of course the Mexicans didn't like that. So
wasn't it because it's related to pigs? Pigs transferred to people, or
yeah, well, it had avian strains too, but now they're calling it H1N1, which I expect some Star Wars fans to rise up and come in defense of service droids everywhere.
Now, we've had some good crank callers calling this show. That was not a good crank call.
No.
I don't know who it is that is putting the word out there. I've heard rumors about who it might be, but whoever it is that's telling these folks to call needs to be informed that Free Talk Live now has a dump machine. So
right.
You're wasting your time on hold, folks.
If you have a good crank, give us a good crank. If you just want to scream some profanity, save it.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.